Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. November is recognized as Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and I am talking to Washington County Environmental Health Director Janine Wolf about how radon exposure can lead to lung cancer.
What is radon?
Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas that is released from the normal decay of elements of uranium, thorium, and radium in rocks and soil. It's just a natural part of the earth.
In what places or where, you know, on earth does radon exist?
Just in the soil, yeah. And they have uranium mines, but a lot of naturally occurring uranium is just in the soils. It's just a part of the makeup of the earth, so.
How are radon levels in Iowa compared to the rest of the country?
Radon levels in Iowa can be very, very high. And because we're right in the middle of the radon hot pocket of the United States. So a lot of the tests that I've done have showed that over half the people that get their house tested have high levels of radon.
How is a person most likely to develop cancer from radon exposure?
Radon decays quickly, giving off tiny radioactive particles. And when they're inhaled, these radioactive particles can damage the cells in the lining of the lung. So long-term exposure damages the lining of the lung. So that's how lung cancer can get into a non-smoker.
And just kind of stepping back, for Washington County, I wonder if you can say what the radon levels have been or are most recently, you know, for here.
Well, the EPA has said that picocuries per liter is 4 maximum. Anything 4 and over, you should get your house mitigated. No radon is good, but under 4, they say, is reasonably safe. Okay. I've seen it as high as 50 to 100. A lot of them can range anywhere between 4.5 to 20, 30, but it just depends on where the hole in the ground is located. And it doesn't even have to be if you don't have a basement. It doesn't mean you're safe from radon. If you just have a slab, that can come up through cracks and crevices in the slab. So whether you have a basement or not, you should have your home tested for radon.
How can people prevent high radon exposure in their homes?
Then they would have their homes mitigated. And that's usually a pipe into the floor that has a little fan that just pulls it up and dissipates it into the air outside. Once it's dissipated out there, it doesn't hurt anybody. Mm-hmm. It's just when it's confined, like in wintertime, basements, that kind of stuff. So they would just have their house mitigated.
And how does one monitor radon levels?
You have your house tested. Now, our department sells radon test kits for $10. And it's a 3 to 7 day test time. And then you just drop it in the mailbox. And then when they get it tested, then they'll let you know what your level is.
How many lung cancer deaths are related to radon?
They say that it's up to about 27,000 cancer deaths, which doesn't sound like a lot when you put it across the U.S., but when you stop and think that 27,000 is 100% preventable, it's a lot. It really is.
Nobody really chooses to be exposed, you know, to have radon
right.
exposure. Yeah.
And that's why it's important to get your house tested. And a lot of people think if you test it once, you don't have to test it again. It's something that you should have done every 3 to 5 years because the earth is constantly under little tremors, shivers, whatever you want to call it, and it can work loose a radon pocket that was previously not there, and it can be there. So that's why it's important every 3 to 5 years to have it tested.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Environmental Health Director Janine Wolf. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.